So God loves us. And now it's a question of how long we believe. Because sometimes, as the Word tells us, when we read often in Scripture, particularly in Romans, when Paul talks about calamity, troubles, problems, circumstances come, we sometimes can question whether or not God loves us, right? Sure we can, right? And Paul speaks about that, and he says that. But Paul also says nothing can separate us from God's love. None of those things, nothing outside of us, no matter what happens to us or around us or even within us, nothing can separate us from God's love. And God is greater than all the things that can happen or can't happen in all of our lives. We always have God's love no matter what. No matter what. No matter what. And it's a question of us believing that. Because so very often we're circumstantial people, aren't we? We, based on our circumstances, is going to determine whether or not we believe God loves us. And or maybe how people love us or don't love us. By the way they act or by the way we act sometimes, right? Sometimes we're not always the most loving, but sometimes our intentions are to love, right? And sometimes we mess up, don't we, as humans? See, God never messes up, though. So that's a good thing about that. You can always count on God, even when you can't count on people. Although, we as people of God want to be more loving all the time, don't we? And sometimes the person is loving us, but we're not perceiving that they love us because maybe they're not loving us the way we want it. Correct? Right? You want chocolates, they bring you flowers. Now, does that mean they love you any less? They may not know what you like, but maybe they love chocolates, and that's why they gave you chocolates. And they're hoping you share those chocolates with them, right? Exactly. Exactly. But here's the thing. See, we're in spring, right? And we're also in Lent, correct? So it's important for us to sometimes look at where we are in our faith walk and in our love walk over these 40 days. We're on day 30 today, 10 more days to go. It's almost over, folks. And they can keep on doing it, right? Remember that part of it? Keep on keeping on, right? And so Jesus, when he was with the disciples and with all the people around him, he often had to preach to people to help them understand what happens to us Christians sometimes when we hear the Word of God and we don't always connect the dots and do the Word of God, right? And things happen in our faith walk, don't they? And Jesus describes this, and he describes it with four different methods or four different examples, I'd rather say. And considering the fact that we're in April, which is spring, many of us are planting plants out there, right? That's that season, right? I'm starting to see more things on Facebook with people planting things around their yard. And, you know, they were out about at my dealership the other day putting out the mulch and putting out the nice spring flowers, right? We like to plant things, don't we? And so I'm going to plant some things in your mind this morning, if I may. How about that? So in Luke chapter 8, verse 4, it says, "One day Jesus told this story to a large crowd that had gathered from many towns to hear him. He said, 'A farmer went out to plant some seed. As he scattered it across his field, some seed fell on a footpath where it was stepped on, and the birds came and ate it. Other seeds fell on shallow soil with underlying rock. This seed began to grow, but soon it withered and died for lack of moisture. Other seed fell among the thorns that shot up and choked out the tender blades. Still, other seed fell on fertile soil. This seed grew and produced a crop 100 times as much as had been planted.' When he had said this, he called out, 'Anyone who is willing to hear should listen and understand.' His disciples asked him what the story meant." So obviously they heard it, but they didn't understand it, did they? And sometimes you hear these messages that are often spoken in parables or props, and sometimes you get it and sometimes you don't, right? So we have to determine what's up with that. So Jesus explains the story in verse 11. He says, here's the meaning of the story. The seed is God's message. So first of all, what is God's message that Jesus is proclaiming? He's the seed, right? The seed is the word of God. What's the message Jesus is bringing to the people? Salvation, grace, mercy, love, unconditional love, right? God's kingdom, what's God like? Loving, caring, forgiving, all those things, right? And also that we can grow in God, can't we? That's what his message was. The seed is God's message. So that's what we're always sprinkling on you every single time we gather in the sanctuary here on a Sunday morning or Sunday evening or Bible study or sometimes even in the steering committee. We might throw the word of God out at you or a message of God out at you, right? And we're kind of, that's the seed we're constantly putting out there, hoping what happens? That it grows inside of you, right? But you see, Jesus explains further what this soil is all about. He says, the seed that fell on hard path represents those who hear the message, but then the devil comes and steals it away and prevents them from believing or being saved. Remember, he threw some on the footpath and the birds ate it? Sometimes you can hear about something that God is doing for you, or what God, how God loves you, or whatever the message is that God is proclaiming to you, and sometimes it gets snatched right away from you. Circumstances come and it appears suddenly, 1 minute it's there, next minute it's gone. And the devil comes and snatches it from you. The rocky soil represents those who hear the message with joy. Get all excited when you hear the great message. Isn't it good to hear that God loves you? You get filled with joy, right? Awesome. They receive it with joy, but like young plants in such soil, their roots don't go very deep. They believe for a while. Then what happens? They wilt when the hot winds of testing blow. Hot winds of testing. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, right? Sometimes things don't go our way, right? Sometimes circumstances outside of ourselves aren't so great. And so that we begin to wilt inside. We begin not to believe that God loves us because of what? What's happening outside. Is that true? It depends, right? Got you thinking, right? See, this is what this is all about, isn't it? And then it says, the thorny ground represents those who hear and accept the message, but all too quickly the message is crowded out by cares, riches, and the pleasures of this life. And in one of the translations, it says the worries. Anybody a worrier in the room? You wanna stop believing that God loves you? Start worrying. Start thinking about the bad things that could happen in the future that haven't even happened yet. And God's going to let those things happen. Why? Because God doesn't love you. That's why God's punishing you. Huh? No? Yes? No. But see how it gets crowded out? And other things can crowd God out of our life, can't they? Pleasures of this world. Well, we heard the children's sermon today. Put away your tablet. Put away your cell phone. Put away the games while they distract you from really dealing with maybe what's bothering you and what you could be doing instead to change your life for the better or focused on God. You can't focus on one thing over here because it's a great distraction. But the problem's still there. The worry's still there. The fears are still there, right? Does it work? No, those are the thorny weeds that get in the way of our life very often, right? Jesus is just describing soil, just so you know. And it says they never grow into maturity. Verse 15, but the good soil represents honest, good-hearted people who hear God's message, cling to it. Cling. You ever clung on something? Anybody here ever been on a ladder that you almost fell off of? Have you ever clung on to it for dear life, like your feet are dangling, right? And then somebody's got a hold of your leg and they're clinging on to you so you don't fall off. There's something, you know, there's something very energetic about that, right? Is there not? And I mean, you got a grip on it, don't you? Like, you are not going to fall off that ladder, are you? You are hanging on for dear life. That's what Jesus is saying about God's word. Cling to it with all your might. Hold on to it. Believe the message. You know, just stand. No matter what happens, say, oh no, I'm clinging to this. I'm clinging to God. I'm holding on to God. Their ship is rocking all over the place, but I have a grip on God. Nothing else can save you. Right? No one else can, but God can. And we have to cling onto that. So we cling onto God's word. We know what God's word is, right? Because we have it memorized mostly. Anybody know one scripture? Okay, so everybody knows one, right? We all know one? Cling onto that one. That's all you need, is even that one. If you cling onto that truth, the devil can't lie to you, because you can speak the truth back to the devil. When he tries to steal joy from you, you can say, oh no, here's what I believe. Nothing can forsake me. God will never leave me. Nothing can harm me. No one can take God's love from me. Whatever. See, I'm kind of doing a bunch of scriptures in there. I run them all together. But see, that's how you fight back against what's going on, especially in your mind, right? And then it says here that they receive it, cling to it, and steadily produce a huge harvest. What's a huge harvest that we're to produce? More love? More people believing in the message of God? Being like God? Being loving? Being caring? Being someone can cling to when they don't have faith? We're here to be clung upon, right? And we talked about plants. This is, you know, Jesus is talking about plants. Well, think about that. There are certain types of plants, aren't there? And certain kind of plants produce different kinds of fruit, right? And some fruit is good for us, and some fruit is not so good for us. In fact, there's actually a list of plants that you're not supposed to let your kitty cat or your dog get near, right? So we know what those things are, right? And so we, as those plants, as those people in the world, we're like plants too, right? And we're to produce healthy, nourishing fruit, aren't we? Love, peace, forgiveness, mercy, grace, kindness, gentleness. Oh, I think that's like Galatians 5 somewhere. You might find that in the Word. That's what we're here to produce. But we can't do that producing. If you think about a plant, and Jesus is explaining it here, if you put a plant, if you're just planted in like no soil at all, how are your roots going to, where are your roots going to end up? Right? That's why you've got to be planted in the Word of God, be planted in the church. That's why we ask you to come to church on a regular basis. I don't know about you, but you can't just water a plant like once every 7 years. Or maybe you can't, like, you got to fertilize. You got to make sure, like, you know, as it does grow, what happens to those plants that are in a pot, let's say? What happens to the soil eventually? As the plant goes deep down into the soil, what does it do? Takes its nourishment from the soil, right? What do we have to often do? Get repotted, right? Replant. You got to put more soil in there. Rich, deep soil, which, again, is God's message, God's word. And you have to, your roots will go deep down into the Word of God and into Christ as well. So what I'm saying here is, if you find yourself being one of these different types of soils, as opposed to the good soil that we want to be, look at your life and say, well, what is snatching me away from God? What is distracting me? What is causing me to not move towards God, but to move away from? Busyness can do that. We can be doing, and, you know, the plant's trying to grow, but the soil, the roots aren't going down and getting any deeper. And before you know it, you're like this little twig over here, and you got a little baby bud. And maybe, you know, if you ever look at trees, I have a tangerine tree in my backyard, and I look at, you know, we don't fertilize it, we don't water it, we let God water it. Rain on that tangerine plant, Lord, for me. We don't ever dig around it. We don't ever prune it. We just watch those poor little tangerines They're about this big. They look about the size of a cherry. And we just leave them there for the birds to have. We're so generous. But think about your faith life. Sometimes are we nourishing ourselves or being nourished by God? Do we put ourselves in a time out where we're not distracted by other things, but we spend time alone with God, in the Word, in God's presence, letting God's sun shine upon us? Let the sun shine on you, right? And drinking from the well, constantly putting in good that God gives us. And Jesus says, as it goes on in that story, he says, no one would light a lamp and cover it where it is shine. So if you're a plant that's bearing fruit, what's the fruit there for? For others to be nourished from it, right? So, see, it's our responsibility to stay nourished and nurtured and within God all the time so that we can do what? Produce more and more fruit so that others may feed off that. And then we share God's love with others. That's what we're to produce, correct? And what's interesting is a few minutes later, it says, Jesus' mother and brother came to see him. And Jesus replies, my brother and mother are all those who hear the message of God. Remember the message of God? And obey it. God is love. So we obey God by loving and becoming like God. So I don't know what part of the soil you are in this story. And all of us, I think, can be part of that at all given times in our life. The first time we hear the truth about God's love, we get overjoyed with it, right? And we see this in churches all the time where somebody falls in love with God and then maybe something happens in their relationship or something with their work or something happens in their life where suddenly church is no longer as important. Other things become. And when life begins to fall apart, we hope and pray they come back to the source to get fed so we can plant the seed again. See, the one, I guess God is like a perennial. Or some people, it's an annual planting. My prayer is that you have a daily, daily time with God. Where, so you become the good soil. Where you, good soil is this. It's not rocky in the head where we're so stubborn about what we believe to be true about us and others, right? Where God's trying to get the message in and it's just bouncing off, bouncing off, bouncing off, bouncing off, right? And we can't let worries, for those of you that are worriers in the room, stop. Well, let's look back to my tangerine tree, because I know some of you are Some of you are worried about that tree, I can tell. Now, you can sit and worry about it for me. You can think about it tomorrow, this afternoon, next week. Or maybe you could say, you know what? I'm going to have a chat with the pastor and give them some advice about how to take care of that tangerine tree. And if she won't listen, I'm going to go take care of that tangerine tree for her. And whenever she yells at her spouse for cutting the tangerine tree, who's trying to prune it to make it grow more, I'm going to be there to intervene on their behalf and help them realize it's okay to let a tree be pruned. And it's really good to put some fertilizer on that tree. In the roots. See, right? So instead of worrying, you're going to do what? Take some action. Right? And let's look at it this way. Do you really need to worry about my tangerine tree? Because, you know, it says, It says in the Word, get your speck out of your own eye. So maybe, maybe there's a tree in your life or a situation in your life or a relationship in your life that represents a tangerine tree that needs more care, more nurturing, some pruning. Maybe our spiritual walk is such that, you know what, instead of worrying, we trust God to intervene and help, and we ask God for advice and guidance and direction, and we put our cares in God's hands. And instead of worrying about others or worrying about ourselves, we stop. And we work on our faith and our trust in God. The Bible tells us, worry about nothing, pray about some things, a few things, every once in a while things. Worry about no thing, nothing, no one, correct? Because that's robbing you of your joy. Try a different exercise. Try thinking about all the blessings you have, all the good in your life, all the people that love you and you love, all the times that God has indeed taken care of your tangerine tree, whatever it might be, when you couldn't and didn't know how. And work on, most of all, your relationship with God first and foremost, having faith and trust in Him, believing the message always, no matter what, and then sharing that message with others. The good news that God is great. That God is great. And God loves you. No matter what. So as you know, we have a time of prayer at the end of our messages here. And so whatever soil you are this morning, if the devil's been trying to distract you and pull you away from God, come for prayer and we'll pray that you get closer to God. If worries and cares and concerns and distractions are in the way of your relationship to God, come for prayer so we can help relieve you of that. Pray with you for that. If you need more help in holding on and clinging on to God, we'll pray for that. You have more faith, and that your courage grows, and that your encouragement grows from us. And if you have a problem believing that God loves you, come and we'll pray that you can receive that love and let it go deep, deep, deep down inside of you and cling to that truth. And don't let anyone or anything ever deceive you into thinking God can't love you or doesn't love you or won't love you. We're here to hear the word of God and obey it. How we obey it is by believing it and then doing it in kind later. We're here to spread the word of God, the love of God. So prayer time is a time of that as well. For those of us that have God's faith and trust inside of us and God's love, we're here to plant that seed inside of you. And we pray that it grows and goes deep down inside of you. Sometimes forgiveness blocks the way. If you've ever planted a plant and there was something else in the way when you're trying to put it in the ground, you know, like another plant was living there or died there maybe. It could be a rock you're digging down into, right? You have to clear the land first, right? That's what forgiveness does. So if you need to be forgiven this morning, or if you need to forgive someone else this morning, let's get that rock out of your spirit. So God's word of love can go deep, deep down inside of each of you. And then it can grow and grow and grow, and you can produce beautiful, awesome, loving fruit. Amen.